are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, back to work, everybody. Back to work. I finally saw Prometheus. And I was so disappointed. I know some of you still haven't seen it yet. Disappointed. Now, I think the guy I like, who I think is a total fox, is that Michael Fassbender. Do I finally have his name right? Guy's gorgeous. He was the one in X-Men. But here's my problem with the movie. And if any of you are movie producers out there, right, or listening in Hollywood, or film creators, all right, don't make a movie that is medically incorrect, because otherwise I have a huge problem with it and I can't digest it properly. For example, remember that movie Outbreak with the Ebola virus, right? Dustin Hoffman, and we're watching it and then they're showing pictures of kidney cells. Those were not kidney cells. I don't know if they took that from a potato. I don't know what it was from. So I start screaming in the middle of the theater. And, you know, my buddies from medical school are telling me to shut up. But I'm like, no, 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 no. It's so easy to get a pathological slide of kidney cells. What blows my mind, and I'm not saying this because I'm crazy. I'm saying this because you see the money that gets put into these movies. And they can't ask a pathologist for a kidney slide. They have to make it up. It's insulting, because what that means is these movie producers think we're stupid and that we won't notice a difference. Now, I know some of you are like, Dahlia, who cares? Why are we supposed to care? I care because I'm kind of insulted. I don't go through all that effort making a movie and then put fake stuff out there making us feel like, okay, we're watching kidney cells get destroyed by the Ebola virus in this Outbreak movie. It's dumb. So with Prometheus, and again, I think the only saving grace is you had that Fassbender guy, because he is just, I think, an excellent actor, and honestly, he should be the next James Bond. When Daniel Craig, I guess, when do they retire the 007? I like Daniel Craig a lot. I think he's great, but the next one should be this guy. All right. I think he's phenomenal, but and I'm sorry if this is ruining the movie for you, but one of the characters decides to have a C-section. Now, of course, all right, this is my territory here, okay? This is my thing, okay? Let me see how this is done. And it was the most halfway done medical scene. I think, even though somebody would probably say the scene was cool, the lack of attention to detail and proper sterile techniques, proper anesthesia. And I almost was cringing, because I know the woman should have been a lot more pain than she was. And that drove me crazy. And overall, I think the movie was just too wet and gooey. You know, when I watch a movie, I like it a little drier. I mean, thank heavens I didn't see a 3D. You could see this flick 3D, you know, and then you probably feel like you're getting splashed upon. But I prefer my movies where the body parts stay on the bodies of the actors and there's less goo and wet. And so my critique of the movie, I mean, if I had to rate the movie, 1 out of 5 stars would be some pixie dust. That's it. All right, let's move on. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't waste my time. Don't waste my time with a movie that's half-assed. Don't do that. If you're going to spend all that time and money and hype and take 2 hours plus, what are those in the beginning? They're the trailers, the previews. You know, I almost spent 2.5 hours holding my bladder. I had to, because I'm thinking there's going to be something good. Don't waste my time. I am too busy. Too busy. All right, what do we got here to talk about today? Yeah, Rodney King found dead. This was really kind of sad. I mean, he was at the bottom of his pool. No sign of trauma thus far. No drugs found. Oh, no, except just news just in marijuana. But we'll get the toxicology reports later, hopefully in the next week or two. We're also hopefully going to get John Bryson's toxicology results back, which I doubt. John Bryson, Commerce Secretary, who had the seizures, remember, and the hit and runs. So we're waiting for everybody's test to come back. Me, no, I haven't really done much. I should probably recheck my cholesterol. I have another birthday. So I'll get my blood work done, and then we'll wait for those tests as well. Now, apparently they have come up with cows that develop milk that have low lactose. Low lactose, which means those of us that are lactose intolerant will hopefully have less gas. So we're excited about that. We're going to talk about that. Also, it looks like scientists have come up with the super dish, the quote-unquote healthiest meal ever. And we will tell you what's in that healthy meal. All right, what else do we have? State worker invented fake triplets so she could get extra food stamps. What is going on with everybody's entitled. Everybody's entitled except those of us that actually pay our taxes. See, that's the thing. You almost wonder, and I'm not telling you to not pay your taxes. I'm a tax-paying citizen. I think we all should. But why do we live in a country that incentivizes you to not pay your way? We incentivize people to not pay their way. Is there something wrong with that? And those of us that do pay get the shaft. I'm a little sick of it. I'm sorry. I'm sorry if I sound mad. All right. Also, it looks like stay-home dads are on the rise. I think stay-home dads are kind of sexy, by the way. But stay-home dads are on the rise. We're going to talk about that. Not why they're sexy. Let me see. There was something else I wanted to talk about. Oh, yeah. Did you guys hear about that? President Obama's ex-law professor says he should be kicked out of office. And definitely not win in November. Oh, we got to talk about that. I mean, at least we have proof he went to Harvard. But yeah, I guess the law professor said, no, please trust me on this one. So we got to look into that. That's going to be good. So as you can see, we got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show. I think that's funny. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Oh, please don't go away. It's going to be good.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com, civilian emergency dispatch system. Peace through preparedness.
Hi, Doug Dorfler here from Midas Resources Precious Metals. In these trying times, all of us have to be concerned about our financial situations. Every day we hear of problems with our financial institutions and of the European economy. Even the latest CBO report under the Extended Alternatives Fiscal Scenario says the future of the U.S. budget is bleak. Now is the time to weigh your options. Call me, Doug, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 167, and I'll be glad to answer any of your questions and help you add physical precious metals to your holdings. No matter what your financial position is, you need to protect yourself and your family with a portion of your assets in precious metals. Again, call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 167. Again, 1-800-686-2237, extension 167. Thank you and have a great day.
The summer specials are on at HHA. Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Tonicsin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course. Information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
For a long time, you've heard me talk about building your own food supply with eFoods Direct. As a listener, you know why you need to have a supply of the best storable food on the planet. Every day, we document the attempts to take control of our lives. But there's one thing we can all control, your greatest dependency, food. eFoods Direct products are made with only the best ingredients and none of the trash and contaminants like trans fats, GMOs, or MSG. This food is nutrient-dense and tastes great. It's simple to make, portable, and has a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now with eFoods Direct, you'll get the most affordable, best-tasting food you can buy. To celebrate the beginning of summer, you can save 20% off their already affordable prices. This offer ends on June 20th, so take advantage of the summer savings now. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex for specials. Don't let this offer pass you by. Call 800-409-5633. Or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. More the best for less, guaranteed.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. A big thank you to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Kyle, who's working the dials. Micah may be back there too. We got a whole slew of people. Just, you know, Dr. Dolly needs a lot of men, right, to work on my needs. I just do. All right, so what's going on here? President Obama's Harvard Law professor says, quote-unquote, the president must be defeated in 2002. Former professor of Barack Obama is strongly urging people to kick the president out of office, right, when November 2012 election comes. Why? He doesn't think President Obama's a good president? Apparently, Roberto Unger posted a video on YouTube detailing the reasons why he believes the president does not deserve a second term in the White House. Sorry, I don't have any footage of this audio, but I'm sure you all have already listened to it. This may be old news. I guess Mr. Unger, a prominent Brazilian politician who does not pretend to have been born in the America. Okay, all right, I'll stop, stop, stop. No birther stuff. Mr. Unger, a prominent Brazilian politician and an advisor to Obama in 2008, said President Obama must be defeated in the coming election. He has failed to advance the progressive cause in the United States. Oh, so President Obama's not liberal enough. They say the 65-year-old professor was in frequent contact with Mr. Obama on his BlackBerry throughout the last election campaign, but has since decided that he no longer agreed with his decisions. Or is it that President Obama didn't want to talk to him anymore? I mean, here's my problem. I mean, I'm not saying this in defense of the president by any means, because I'm in agreement with the professor, right? Yeah, I think President Obama should not be reelected in 2012. However, you know, I went to medical school, and if anybody interviewed my medical school professors, I might as well just leave the country. I mean, when your professor sees you as a student in a much different light that you want the public eye. So true, maybe, you know, his professor, you know, saw him slack, try to get the Cliff Notes version. I don't know what he saw, but all I know is my medical professor, I mean, you know, I come in no makeup, right? Probably didn't have my hair washed. I mean, when you do 36-hour shifts, I mean, how good are you going to look? I think on some days I forgot to even put on a bra. And so I doubt my professors would really have positive things to say about me. So in President Obama's defense, I'm not surprised that his teachers were probably like, wait, man, he's a slacker. He was a slacker, because I'm sure my medical professors would have done the same thing. Oh, are we dancing to music? You see, this is what happens. Kyle and Mike are booging, all right? Okay. But that's okay. You know what? It's okay, guys. You're having a party. I can't party till November 2012, but that's okay. That's okay. If you guys want to already start celebrating, I'm good with that. So let's go to the phone lines. I mean, here's my thing. I don't criticize President Obama just to criticize him because I don't like him. I'm just really scared. You know, like last week, with the, giving work permits to people here illegally, right? And allowing them to compete with my unemployed patients and my unemployed family members and my unemployed fellow U.S. citizens. It just scares you. What is the man thinking? Let's go to the phone lines. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Dr. Dalli, you're talking about Barack Obama giving work permits to 800,000 illegal workers or whatever you want to call them. Yeah. All that is politics. It's an election year, and he's trying to get the Latino vote. He would not be doing that if he didn't want to get the Latino vote. That's all politics.
No, I agree with you. But you know what blows my mind here is, you know, is the Latino vote worth ticking off? I mean, I agree with you. I agree with you. I mean, if there was any sort of logic to what he did, it was probably, yeah, just to appease the Latinos, which I was saying last week. I think it insults a lot of U.S. Latinos, honestly, because many U.S. Latinos do not want to be lumped in with illegal immigration because they're here legally. You know, they don't want to be quote unquote stereotyped, you know, that because they're Latino, you know, we equate that word. That's wrong. And so I think it adds insult to injury when a politician such as President Obama does that. Right. Because it just insults the U.S. Latinos that are here that, you know, did everything correctly and you know, went by the book. And I agree with Mitt Romney. Why can't you send them? You know, they could still come to the United States. They don't get to be in the front of the line. We don't let people take cuts, but they could still start the process, but they go to the back of the line. And they could still, you know, people think that just because some of us feel that illegal immigrants should be deported, that doesn't mean they don't get to come back. You know, it's not that, what are we at? 60-70% of the population disagree with how we've been handling illegal immigrants. You know, it's not that we just want to deport and dump people. We want to invite people to come to this country. We do. With open arms, but do it correctly. Okay? Just like we want people to become doctors. We don't want people cheating. If somebody cheated to get into medical school, cheated on their MCAT, falsified their board scores, whatnot, falsified their letters of recommendation. No, I actually had letters of recommendation. I did. Somebody saw something in me. No, my letters of recommendation are real. But I mean, let's say you had a character that cheated to get through to medical school. Would you tell him, and I'm equating what President Obama did last week, would you tell him, you want to know what? Bad boy. But we're going to let you stay. And not only that, we're going to give you free tuition. That's really what President Obama's doing. Meanwhile, everybody else trying to get into medical school and do it right without cheating can't. You see what I mean? Just, you kick the kid out, tell him, reapply to medical school, but do it right. I mean, we have applications. We have application forms. We have applications for people to fill out. I don't understand why you look like such a horrible person just for saying, look, if you're here illegally and you get caught, you leave. And then just please do it right. Do it the way everybody else has to. I could not go to another country, try to sneak in and do things illegally and get to stay. No, they kick me out. And say, if they even allow me to reapply, that's if they even allow me. Now, you know, speaking of kooky stuff with our immigration situation here, that ex-Rutgers student, you know, Duran Ravi, I guess is going to be released from jail this week. He was the one that was convicted of using a webcam to spy on his gay roommate, I believe, Tyler Clemente. He's not a U.S. citizen. He's here legally. And prosecutors have tried to prevent him from being deported back to India. He's from India. Now, this is another example of if I was an immigrant trying to come to the United States and get my immigration, right? This boy here who was convicted of 15 criminal counts doesn't get kicked back to his country. All right. Now, some of you say, well, who cares? He's just one kid. You know, he did something stupid. Others are like, it's no fair. So you could be a non-U.S. citizen, commit a crime, some sort of a crime on our beautiful land and still get to stay. And go back do it. I mean, it's almost like America is devaluing the value of being a citizen. If anybody could come here and commit crimes and come here illegally and nothing happens to them, what incentive is there for somebody to become an honest U.S. citizen? And then if we expand that, what incentive is there for our current U.S. citizens to pay taxes and do things legally themselves if we treat the non-U.S. citizens better than our U.S. citizens? They might as well get freebie stuff, too. I mean, why blame the 50% of American U.S. citizens for not paying taxes when we're given the whole farm for free to non-citizens? I don't get it. I mean, as far as I'm concerned, you come here illegally, you commit a crime, you go back to your country, and I guess the nicest extent of the law will allow you to reapply and to do it the right way. Why is that bad? Why is that considered racist? Why is that considered right wing? That makes no sense to me. My grandparents, great-grandparents had to do things correctly. My father had to become a citizen. He had to learn the language. He had to do things correctly. And America offers a chance to do that. I mean, I could understand if somebody closed their borders, like during Nazi Germany. Or there were countries that just wouldn't take anybody coming in. I understand you're trying to sneak in to save your family's life. But America is offering you an immigration path. Then you have to do it like everybody else. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
In a coming apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
37 things to hoard. Do you have the 37 crucial food items you can't survive without? When disaster hits and mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, your family may be without food or waiting in long food lines. Prepare now at 123survivalplan.com. That's 123survivalplan.com. Many people don't have these 37 food items. Learn what you need to hoard now at 123survivalplan.com. Watch the video over 1 million people will view to discover the 37 food items that will sell out first when disaster strikes at 123survivalplan.com.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Please follow us on Twitter, at Dr. Dahlia. And thank you all for the new follows. I try to follow everybody back. And although, please wear a shirt. Honestly, any of you that become a Facebook fan or buddy or Twitter, and you have a picture of you that's shirtless, no, just please just make sure you're wearing clothes in the picture. 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right. This scares me. A gentleman dies. Actually, owner of a restaurant has died after getting trapped in his walk-in freezer overnight on Sunday. Police suspect that Jay Luther died from carbon dioxide poisoning after accidentally locking himself inside the cooler. They say after a power cut on Friday night, the restaurant put dry ice, which emits carbon dioxide, into the freezer to preserve the food. Luther, the co-owner of Nashville restaurant Germantown Cafe East, was found after an employee couldn't get into the building around 9:15 Monday morning. He called the other co-owner, Chris Lowry, to get in, and the two found Luther inside the freezer. A 911 call was made. Police believe that when the restaurant's power was restored on Sunday, Luther went to check the cooler and was trapped inside. A button that opens the freezer from the inside was broken and had not been working for some time. Oh, that is tragic. There is evidence that he tried to fight to get out of the freezer by using cardboard to try to open the latch. Just horrible. They don't think foul play is suspected. They think the dry ice can cause asphyxiation in confined spaces because, of course, the carbon dioxide displaces oxygen in the air. That's horrible. See, I'm just afraid of doors that close on their own. I just do. You know what door I'm kind of a little fearful of that I don't do well with? Revolving doors. You know, when you're in New York, a lot of them have revolving doors. I guess some places where I live, I do not like a revolving door. I don't like the idea of getting stuck. And it's a little airtight, you know, because they have the rubber bumpers on them. I've just never liked revolving doors. I don't know why. Maybe because I hurt myself as a kid in one of them, but I just cannot stand them. I'm good with escalators and elevators and all that. It's just the revolving door, to me, just looks like it's going to get stuck. Oh, I know why I don't like revolving doors. I know why. It was because of the MGM fire in the 80s. Even though there really wasn't a revolving door, the idea that it's just not a swing door that you could just open and close, that there has to be some sort of intricate process to it, I don't like. I like to know that if there's a fire, we could just get out. You just open the door. You don't have to wait for you to jump on. You don't have to see rubber. You don't have to hear a sound. I just like a door opening and closing. It's a door. A door is supposed to get you in. It's supposed to get you out. And freezers, I remember always having to go into the freezer, when I was working fast food. And luckily, it never closed. But what if somebody didn't like me? They could have locked me in there. That's some dangerous stuff. Okay, so now I have a fear of freezer doors. Well, that's not good. Okay, do we have anything fun to talk about? All this is, this is a good one. All right, look at this title. Democrats vote for Starbucks while Republicans prefer Dunkin' Donuts in Battle of the Brews. Oh, are you kidding me? Biology question, B-U-Y-O-L-O-G-I. Oh, that's cute. Buy as in purchase, biology. Question, more than 4,000 Americans to find out that Democrats prefer Starbucks while Republicans like Dunkin' Donuts coffee. But everybody adores Google. Now, the self-professed, quote-unquote, neuroinsight firm, they say, studies the deeper non-conscious attachments consumers have with brands. This is being reported through Daily Mail. They say Democrats prefer Jeeps as a car of choice, while Republicans favor BMWs. Oh, that's not true. I prefer Jeep over BMW. That's not true. Wendy's wins fast food business from Democrats, but Republicans like Subway. Oh, come on. There's no science to this. What? All right. So what do they have here? Okay. I'd like to see. They have here, they say, Democrats like Animal Planet, Sony, Progressive Insurance, Wendy's, Google, NFL, Wii, Visa, Coca-Cola, and Apple, whereas Republicans like baseball, Visa, Coca-Cola, Xbox, Apple, History Channel is good, Allstate, Sharp, and BMW. Oh, come on, that is so stupid. You know what? I think we are part of Allstate. But that's not, I guess we, I don't, why are we with Allstate? I don't know. I don't see how this could be true. I don't know. There's no science to this. Come on, people. There has to be science. I need to read something that has some value to this. The study revealed that Google, Apple, Visa, and Coca-Cola are brands that bring people together. What about Bacardi, Absolut, and Grey Goose? All of these brands have a clear vision and something that makes them distinctive. They say, think about Apple. The average person can tell you the vision of the brand. Same with Google. Their vision is information and connections. Some people may say that Romney or Obama don't have a clear vision. Ouch. Okay. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. All right. Can we move on from politics? I really don't want. I'm just getting so frustrated. Well, also the Supreme Court. I believe the Supreme Court announces their decisions on Mondays and Thursdays. Are those the only 2 days they work? Boy, that's a nice life. Now, they must deliberate in between. Maybe some eat donuts. Maybe some go to Starbucks. But so of course, I was not expecting a ruling today on the Affordable Health Care Act. And I really doubt we're going to get anything Thursday. What I don't want happening is they tell us right before 4th of July week, because this is going to be an extremely busy topic. And 4th of July week, many people are on vacation. So I'm hoping we definitely get some information before then so we know what to do. But then they may be like, you know what, let's just drop the bomb and flee. So we'll see what happens. So as soon as we get any ruling from the Supreme Court, just follow me on Twitter. I mean, here's the thing. I would say you'll get it from me on Twitter, but you're going to get it from everybody. It's going to be all over. Okay, I mean, I'm sure CNN, I'm sure Fox is probably going to report that kind of news, too. But, you know, if you're following me on Twitter, you'll definitely get the news, okay? Because I promise you. All right, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Moo! Scientists have unveiled a genetically modified cow whose milk, who does a radio show. Come on, be nice. Scientists have unveiled a genetically modified cow whose milk is healthier and, I guess, produces less lactose. Okay. They say the cow whose embryo was manipulated to include genes from bacteria produces milk containing healthy omega-3 fats, commonly found in fish, which are thought to be good for, of course, arteries and heart. We've talked about that. The Chinese scientists say the creation of the GM cow, the kind of the GM cow, could have huge health benefits. They say China's at the forefront of quote-unquote Frankenstein farming technology, with research in the country far less regulated than it is in Europe. A second team at the university, this was at Inner Mongolia University, have created a calf to produce milk low in lactose. Okay, so there's two types of milk. One with fatty acids, one with low lactose. They say ordinary milk contains lactose, while milk produced by our modified cow will have relatively low content or lactose, or even have no lactose. Okay, here's my thing. I'm a little nervous about this, people. Look, I don't like lactose intolerant any more than you do. And Lord knows I've had my share of gas, and I've even expressed it on air many a time. But I just get a little nervous, all right? I don't think man knows everything there is to know about nature. We may be able to play with genes. We may be able to play around with bacteria. But I look at it as God made breast milk, all right? And God made cow milk and goat milk, and that there's a lot more to it, and there's a lot more reasoning behind it. And for those of you that may not believe in God, then nature. I believe nature made it to do certain things. And when you play around with one component, you could be messing up a bunch of other components. Comprende? Muy bien. All right, so that's what's going on with the cow. 1-877-DOCDALI, don't go away.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Survival is not about the end of the world. It's not about a hypothetical plane crash or the latest violent storm. Survival is about the satisfaction of knowing you can take care of yourself and your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. CampingSurvival.com was started in 1956. No, not the .com part, the survival part. CampingSurvival.com has over 17,000 urban, wilderness, and preparedness items. Supreme customer service. Very low. low shipping and no games. We look around to make sure we have the lowest prices, and CatPinkSurvival.com is 100% USMC veteran owned. Don't base your survival on the latest spring up on the internet company. Do business with an authority on survival. CampingSurvival.com. Use coupon code GCN at checkout, and CampingSurvival.com will take 5% off your order. CampingSurvival.com. Confidence born of preparation.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain. Not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic, and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkydd.com. Ask about our new vole repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid. Proven plant protection. Guaranteed or your money back.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You don't need to be a bodybuilder to benefit from whey protein. Besides building muscle, whey protein supports glutathione production, your body's number one antioxidant and detoxifier, helps with weight loss, and may help with strength, energy, youthful appearance, and a healthier libido. Why is it that no one is reporting these broad-spectrum benefits from typical whey protein powders? Because all but one of them are damaged by heat, filtration, or chemicals. Fresh liquid whey has been used for hundreds of years to restore health to the sick and youth to the aged. One World Whey is a brand new protein powder that retains the broad spectrum health-giving benefits of fresh raw whey. Hundreds of people have reported tremendous improvements in all aspects of health. Kids and adults love the flavor and the effects. Call 888-988-3325. Mention coupon code KNOCKOUT and you'll receive a free tube of Knockout Pain Cream with your order, which eliminates soft tissue pain in 10 minutes for 90% of users. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. You know, I talk about my team at Genesis Communications Network a lot. I talk about Kyle. I talk about Charles, James, Mike, Donovan. And many of you have, you know, asked a lot of questions. Like, one of you wanted to know if there was any sexual tension between me and Donovan. And, you know, no, I don't think so. I just try not to think about it, you know. That would be horrible if I was having dreams about Donovan. But there's another very key player to the Genesis Communications team, and his name is Ty. No sexual tension there, too. Come on, people, keep it clean. And this guy has actually been a huge support, right? He is our athletic supporter to our Stimulating Talk Show. He has been providing us so much support, and he has just, in breaking news on the Dr. Dolly Show, launched the Dr. Dolly Show app. Yay! More Dr. Dahlia! Now, this is exciting. Okay, but this is for Droid users. Droid users. Apparently, the Android app I guess you could go to Google Play or wherever you get your Android apps, now has the Dr. Dahlia Show. And links, of course, to our amazing show host on Genesis Communications Network, Jason Lewis. It'll link you out on demand to Alex Jones, Free Talk Live. All the goodies you can get. But please check it out. So Android users, we do have the Dr. Dahlia Show app. I guess just go to your app store and you'll see me. Oh, I look so pretty. So, and a big thanks to Ty for making that happen. I love Ty. Very good. Yeah. Yeah, this is Nick Ty. I know. I need to talk about him more. I know I do. I got to be careful to talk about my bosses and all my crew because I have to be really careful. You know, there's a fine line between me talking about him and sexual harassment. And I don't know why the, it blends so much. I don't understand that. So I need to be very careful. But great crew. Okay, what are we going to talk about? I'm so excited. My app is out there. I know. Also, good news today. I have been chosen by UNLV's Honors College, because I went to the Honors College UNLV, to be the 2012 Alumnus of the Year for the Honors College. I know. I thought I was a slacker, too. See, here's the key. You look better when you're out of school. Trust me, 20-some years ago, nobody would have ever chosen me for this. But probably everybody else has fled, right, the city. And, you know, here's Dr. Dahlia, and they're like, okay, but I know, I'm just so honored. I can't believe it. I mean, I came in late. I burped. I fell asleep. But they're honoring me with this amazing honor, and I am just so happy. All right. Now, it's grilling time, right, because we're in the summer, and everybody's outdoor grilling. And this is pretty important because they have found that there's some ways to grill to put you at less risk for cancer. Because remember, everything causes cancer. We're all going to die, right? That's what we talk about on the show. All right. So I guess, now, who gets credit for this? Alice Bender, a dietitian with the who's giggling? Alice Bender, a dietitian. Guys, come on. Alice could be a guy. No, okay, stop the giggles. Alice Bender, a dietitian with the American Institute for Cancer Research, said in a news release that two aspects of the traditional American cookout, what you grill and how you grill, can potentially raise cancer risk. I hope you're listening. All right, so they say, in addition to avoiding too much beef or processed foods, not charring foods, let's just quickly go through what she suggests. Boy, there's too many S's and my lisp is really acting up today. All right, so they say, and I'm going to read this. This comes from drugs.com. They say one way to help prevent cancer is to avoid overcooking food. See, my husband, he always burns the burgers. I love my husband. I don't mean to rip on my husband, but I hate when he charbroils or grills because the food isn't grilled. It's burnt. All right, so they say don't overcook the foods. Charring results in the formation of those heterocyclic amines. Those cancer-causing compounds are called heterocyclic amines. We learned about those in school, and we didn't pay attention. Remember, then we were tested on it, and we thought it didn't matter because it wouldn't haunt us later in life. Well, it's haunting you. We got the HCAs and the polycyclic aromatic hydrocarbons, the PAHs, the P-A-Hs, uh-huh. So we got the HICAs and the PAHs. It's not PAH, it's PAHs. Okay? They say by cutting back on red meat and grilling a wider variety of colorful fruits and vegetables, people will increase their intake of phytochemicals, and these will help protect against cancer. Oh, come on, really? You want us to put fruit and vegetables on the grill? Okay, this Alice chick doesn't really understand the whole purpose of grilling. I mean, we're not grilling to cook a tomato, okay? We're grilling for meat, but she's right. Okay, I think what she's trying to tell you is to just stay away from the grill. I mean, when they tell us, right, us grillers, to put a piece of fruit, right, what are we talking about? What a Bing cherry? Yeah, that's her way of telling us to just not grill. We're not going to do a girly. That's not the point. You grill, you sweat. You know, that's what men do, and women like me. All right. She suggested grilling vegetables like asparagus. Oh, this woman has no clue. Oh, my gosh. She suggested grilling. I'm sorry. Honestly, Miss Bender, I know I got to be honest with you. You are giving good advice. It's just you got to realize my audience is a lot of men and tough women. Like, you know, and I don't really think an asparagus, onions, mushrooms, zucchini, eggplant dinner is going to suffice. Corn on the cob, she said, in chunks or in a basket. When, okay, men don't put their food in baskets. When grilling fruits, brush them with olive oil so they won't stick. Okay, don't forget to brush your cantaloupe. Okay? All right. Fruits should be grilled a day or two before they are completely ripe so they retain their texture. See, you got to know who your audience is. She says, mix it up. Opt for chicken or fish instead of hamburgers or hot dogs. Fish isn't meat. I'm sorry. Marinating the meat. Now, this is important, guys. Marinating your meat reduces the formation of HCAs. What's an HCA? I told you what it's a heterocyclic amine. It's a heterocyclic amine. Come on. And what's the pH? The polycyclic aromatic hydrocarbons. Come on, take notes. Marinating meats in seasoned vinegar or lemon juice for 30 minutes could hopefully reduce your HCAs and reduce cancer. Pre-cooking meat will reduce the amount of time it spends, so try to pre-cook the meat. This way it's on the grill less, and therefore less HCAs. Now, Bender, cautious. Stop the giggles. Come on, people, you're making me laugh. Bender cautioned that partially pre-cooked meat should be transferred from the kitchen to the grill right away. And then cook slowly. If you grill your meats at a lower heat, they're less likely to burn or char. That's right. Bender said this will reduce the amount of HCAs and PAHs that end up on people's plates. You know, I think after what you discussed with the fruit and the vegetables, people are going to rather take, exactly, that's what I was just saying, Kyle. I think people would rather take the PAHs and the HCA than a marinated piece of asparagus. What's the point? Just tell us not to grill. All right? Don't make, see, this is the problem. You know, it's like somebody taking a burger and throwing sprouts on it and jicama. You know, it's not going to work. It's not going to work. Just honestly, people, eat healthy. And then when you want to splurge, you do the little splurge. All right? And I've talked about this. Like my diabetics that'll try to get sugar-free cookies or candy, but then they eat a whole slew of it. I would almost rather you have the one honest-to-God cookie, but just once and then eat rest. But don't try to mess up the art of grilling. Okay? You're going to ruin the fun out of it. Now, I have to admit, I am scared of cancer and I just don't like the taste. I never have. I don't like eating black charcoal stuff. I don't. So as far as I'm concerned, I don't care. But I love to grill. I love flipping flipping the dogs. I love flipping the burgers. I just do it. Brings me back to when I used to work for Jack in the Box. I just love that kind of stuff. I love working the grill. Love it. All right. Okay, we got a lot more to talk about in the next hour. If I think you'll behave, I'll invite you back. And don't forget to check out the app, Android Dr. Dahlia app, now on the market. Yeah, it's free. Yeah. All right, guys, don't go away. 1-877 Dr. Dahlia.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com, civilian emergency dispatch system. Peace through preparedness.